I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
For the love of readiness.
Ready. No.
Yeah, ready to bro.
Ready to bro out.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
So I have a very adrenaline-pinching story. So as you know, we had Bruce Wayne Duck, and we still have his little duck barn that he slept in every night. And since his passing, it's been very difficult, but we decided that when Julie Cappuccino needs to go, outside, we put her in the duck barn. Well, I went to move it because I wanted, you know, you gotta, she poops and pees, so you gotta move it, right?
Well, yeah, it's like a crap tractor.
Crap tractor. Yeah. Grace, stop barking at the squirrels and the birds. They don't listen to you. Anyway, so we moved it over, and I noticed some digging, and I was like, oh my goodness, we got a digger. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think about it.
Whoa, what did you say?
Oh, we got ourselves a little.
We got a digger in the backyard.
Oh my god, we got ourselves a little digger.
Whoa. So close.
It's not the same. It's so great. Okay, anyway. So anyway, I put her outside, and I can see her from the kitchen window.
Uh-huh.
And I can always check on her, and I see her, you know, kind of laying out there, eating some flowers, being cute. We come home from school 2 days ago. And I'm talking to Anthony on the phone. The kids are hopping on the trampoline, blah, blah, blah. And I look over, and I see Julie Cappuccino on the fence line outside the barn. She dug her way out, that little digger, and I had to try to chase her down. Well, as I go over there, she's like, nah, that's okay, and, like, starts to hop away. Luckily, our fence is fully, we have a fully fenced yard, but there are some pockets where the ground, like, you know, scoops under. She could easily be like, peace, bitches. And she would, too. She has that kind of attitude. Anyway, Grace comes over. When Julie Cappuccino's in the kitchen, Grace lays down and barely notices her. And Julie can hop all over her and go really close, and it's fine. Grace is like, okay, you're here. But in the yard, Grace is like, let's play chase, right? Well, that terrifies the shit out of Julie Cappuccino. She takes off. She tears off, and her rabbit leaps are wildly impressive. I'm glad I got to see that side of her. But I had to, like, chase her down and have the kids help me, like, corner her and be like, it's okay, Julie Cappuccino. And so I literally had to, like, put her in her little cage on the inside because I have a little rabbit cage for her. Like, really nice one. It's really nice. And then I'm like, well, thank goodness we have, like, a concrete pad out in the corner of the yard where we can clear all the bricks. And now apparently we have to put the duck house on a concrete pad because she digs. That was very scary. We lost a buddy last year, if you'll remember, Roger Rabbit. And you can't be out there with those birds of prey and the falcons. And the
you guys are going through more pets than you once did cars. It's like your new pastime is pets.
Well, then yesterday, Roscoe had a field trip to the Prairie Nature Center in Lawrence, Kansas.
I was just going to say, though, about the fencing that this goes to show that, you know, it's not so easy to build a proper wall. You know, Donald Trump, you looking at this?
Yeah, you listening?
Experiment. This is just a little bunny.
Almost no one is, but maybe you are.
Little bunny and little wall.
Yeah.
You know, he would be that guy. Yeah. He's got a, he maybe at least has somebody, a person listening to each podcast so we can hear whenever his name is mentioned and he can respond.
And then he spooges. Well, okay, so anyway.
Yes.
So we went to the Nature Center, which is, I'd never been there, and it's awesome. Like, it was a field trip, and I rode the bus with Roscoe. So cute. Don't like bus rides. Make me feel a little sick. But we got there, and they had a whole presentation. They'll do a presentation on plants, snakes, and birds. So they brought out all these different birds, and oh my goodness, that barn owl is one, I think we made eye contact. That may be my spirit animal. Wow. Wow. Just such a cool animal. And then behind us in the cage, apparently, were three baby owls. Ha!
I bet while you were, like, mind-melding with that owl, it was just busy mistaking each of your eyes for a white mouse and thinking about eating them.
Well, we don't know the truth, do we? And I choose to accept my reality.
Either, but...
Because I'm mom's child.
With that said, either one of our realities are equally viable in today's day.
Completely.
and age.
Well, they also brought out a hawk, and they brought out a macaw, and like, and apparently macaws can live up to like 100 years, so they're apparently like tortoises. Well, I did know, it did make me remember that you have to set up like a will and care for your bird because they'll probably outlive you. That's hilarious. Anyway, so we see all these birds, and then they bring out like, you know, a duck had passed and it had been, you know, had gone to the fumigator. What are the people? I can't think of, I keep wanting to say ventriloquist. What are the people that stuff animals? I can't think of that. That's not the
taxidermist.
Oh, there we go.
I would like to be, speaking of taxidermist, I would put my will, just taxidermy all of my birds, all of my falcons and hawks, mm-hmm. and stuff them in the casket with me. And then they'll just be like an overstuffed casket of birds, well, like with wings and stuff sticking out.
I think that makes it more interesting.
Just hella Egyptian style, bro.
Bro. Yeah, your cats. Bro, like, even if Egyptians my cats are still alive, kill them, stuff them, and put them in my casket.
Egyptians were hella down with this, bro.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Like, they did it with cats, but same idea. It's the same idea, but with birds.
With birds. My favorite animal. So, it made me really, 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 really miss Bruce Wayne.
Yep, so if
we can get a
murdered.
Pond going, that's the idea. We want to get a pond in our backyard because we have a really big yard. And if we can get a pond going with a filter and some moving water so it doesn't become stagnant and collect disease and get some koi in there, we're going to get two new ducks.
That would be
and
so cool.
And this time keep them more alive.
Hey, why don't you guys have chickens? What's up
I
with that?
I do want chickens. That's the next on the list.
It should be before pond and ducks because you can't get eggs out of a pond unless you have gators. Maybe you should get gators. You could be the first one to have a gator tractor. You just got like gators and do they? I think they lay eggs. Yeah,
I'm gonna eat me some gator eggs.
That would be amazing. I don't think they lay them in the same with the same regularity as
no,
a chicken, but it would
quite
be awesome.
Warm in Kansas for those caimans.
Yeah.
Oh, hilarious and not at
well,
all.
Well, once the climates have shifted fully, maybe
we'll be all right.
It'll be a better temperature.
So what's with all the apparently, you shouldn't go on a date with someone in Seattle right now because they'll decapitate you.
What happened? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there was a mom of three girls who went on a date with a guy she met online. I don't know how that could go wrong. And she went to I guess they were supposed to, I don't know where they met, but they were supposed to go to a Mariners game. And some neighbor about 6 or 10 miles away found some body parts and then later they found her head. He killed her and did all that.
Okay, can we just... I want to take a note, first of all. Yeah. Way to talk. Good work, brain-mouth connection. As usual, a capital job, Katrina.
I only bring the best, so...
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to tell us that. You already did. Secondly, I don't want to hear your gasps of disapproval anymore. When I bring up shocking content, and I bring it up organically out of my own brain because
yours,
I remember it.
Yours are things that I'm not prepared for. Mine I'm already prepared for because I pre-prepared myself.
Great. How do you think the rest of us feel? You see?
It was really sad. It's like...
Yeah,
dad,
I agree.
I guess they were
and now
divorced.
I'm coming to grips with it. Now you get to hear
You're
me.
You're just reeling.
Swallow the tears. I'm gonna have some fierce T.O.
Yeah,
raging momentarily up in here.
Danky.
Jeez, like I go to I watch Forrest Gump and I just have like raging T.O. and I gotta go take a shower. Go shower off all the tears.
I didn't expect so much T.O. today. That's what I hate about those internet videos that seem all sweet and cute and like you're gonna learn something and then there you are left bawling. Or even the ones that warn you like, get a Kleenex. I'm like, I don't need a Kleenex. And then,
they can really just show any commercial or anything, any video and then just have like a cat video at the very end just to follow through on their promise to make you cry.
Oh, gosh.
Also, the... Like of a cat being licked by a crocodile or something. It's so adorable.
Do they have tongues like that?
I don't know. Probably. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Like are they like a lizard? Like
what I want is for
you want lots of
the for the videos where they show how to do stuff. They do like the 30-second to minute long instructions where it's like, hey, here's how to make eggs into a car. And it just, but then they have some stupid adorable music behind it. I just want to take all that music and throw it into the sun because I mute it all the time because I'm watching other things because I have ADD and a computer.
Hey, great. I don't want your stupid music. I'm trying to watch four videos, please.
Someone needs to develop an app that just learns your distraction habits and selectively mutes content as you become distracted. So,
man, that one would be a busy app for you.
It would be very intrusive, too. It would follow you to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It would ask you about, like, what
but
if you're hungry
you
and stuff.
But then you wouldn't feel so lonely, so you'd like that.
Maybe, yeah. But then it would send all that information to Amazon, so you'd get some...
And then you'd get some packages you didn't order, but then you're kind of pleased.
You get some extra intrusive ads in the bathroom. Very penetrative. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Well...
Are you having a nice bidet? Here's five other bidets that other people bought who were having nice bidets.
Why?
That's the way Amazon talks. For some reason, Amazon, there's a new kind of dialect that Amazon talks in.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Well, the other day we had, you know how they do the national anthem before sporting events? Well, our girls had a game on Tuesday, and everyone says, please turn to your flag for the national anthem. And we turn, and the sun is right there. And everyone's trying to look at the flag, and there's the sun. And I'm over here on the sidelines. I'm like, I think I'm just staring at the sun. It was that direct. And so they're like, well, just look down. I'm like,
that's
oh.
awesome. That's what we should just do now. Instead of, as the shift to atheism continues, we should all just, like, instead of pledging allegiance to any flag or any nation or any human concept, just stare into the sun and pledge your allegiance to blindness and blindly following.
Someone had to be like, well, look down. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I don't have to stare. I felt like a national obligation to stare at the flag sun, you know? Well, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I mean, I kind of did, but I kind of closed my eyes, but then I could still see the sun, you know, when it's like burnt on your retina.
I'm sure you weren't the only person experiencing that panic sensation.
I was very panicky, yes. Thank you for acknowledging that.
It's a mild confusion washing over the crowd like one of those waves that you start, but nobody knows about it.
Well, we do it every time at the same time, so I don't know why this time it was so sunny exactly there.
What's up with this? Did someone bump the earth last night?
I know. Oh, earth got laid.
Oh, okay.
Like bumping and grinding.
Oh, I see. I just meant like...
Oh,
like
just
a drunk,
like at a dance club and they just kind of get...
Yeah,
bumped.
Like a drunk...
Oh, yeah.
Another drunk planet. like a drunk disco ball passed by the earth and bumped it and like spilled the earth's drink a little bit so the oceans are slightly lower and the sun is in the wrong spot in the sky.
That's
and there's
probably,
just like a disco ball staggering
it's
away
probably,
if you have
it's
a telescope.
Probably Pluto. Pluto's pissed. And drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, way more fabulous now, guys.
It's tired of our mixed signals, both television broadcast and emotional connections to its existence.
Emotion oil. Every time you say emotion, I hear emotion oil.
Emotion oil. No. I hear Jay Leno saying emotional. Emotion oil. It's probably Pluto. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, you got sassy.
Pluto's super sassy and passive aggressive.
He has a chip on his planet because, honestly, I'd be so mad too. Oh, you don't fucking want this? All right, I'll just go get fabulous. Fuck you! And then turn into a disco ball and bump planets so people have to look into the sun.
And then just hang out in the outer reaches of the solar system alone and cold.
I know, like, you can see it, like, backing up slowly. Like,
it's like, not cool, Pluto.
Mm-mm. And they're like, don't fucking care.
Flute, bro. All you have to do is, like, put another P in there and an R and then turn the P upside down.
What? To make it what?
To Flute, bro.
Oh. All you have to do is add a bunch of things and change things.
Yeah, just change it around until it's the
simple.
Way you want it.
Yeah, you sound like IKEA being like, all you have to do is this. Okay. So simple. Yeah.
If it wasn't for all the mistakes I've made, my life would be exactly as I want it.
But also boring. And beige.
Probably.
You're not beige. You do wear a lot of
black. That's the thing about...
That's funny. For being as mild, dietly racist as you are, you wear a lot of black.
Is that racist or is that racist?
I don't know.
Did we already cover that they invented a new black?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't it orange or something? I don't know.
No, Vanta Black.
Oh,
like they actually.
I don't think we did.
Well, how did we miss this? Probably because it was so black that we couldn't see it.
Oh, good one.
It's invisibly black. Impossibly black. Indelibly black.
Indelibly, good one.
Yeah. Ineffably black. Oh, no. That can't be good. I think that with integration, we solved that problem. It's no longer as stigmatic. Stigmatic.
Stigmatrix.
Inadequately black.
That's a good one. That could be a lot of people.
Inordinately black. That's Vanta Black. It's inordinately black. No, it's literally like, it's like asbestos mixed with blackness.
Oh my goodness.
As black.
You have to get that removed.
Yeah, as blacktos.
Like a special team. As blacktos.
That's pretty, yeah.
Jason's that's like, Jason, I'm pleased with myself.
We are as blacktos!
It sounds a lot like Sneaky Wheat stuff.
Sneaky Wheat!
We haven't talked about Sneaky Wheat in like forever.
Yep. He's been doing a lot of soul searching. He's been out of country, out of sight, out of mind.
Well, wheat is sneaky. I had to realize that it's in like, you know, like the pre-made chili packet seasoning, like where they just season it. They put all the seasonings together for you.
Yes, I know the one.
I know the one. They do it with chili and taco seasoning too. It's very sneaky, and it's like, oh, I can't have that taco meat because it has wheat in it. And then I've had a couple people like, well, if it's dissipated over a small amount, is it really that? I'm like, I don't want any. I don't want to risk it. If I'm going to have all the symptoms and feel sick for a week and a half to 2 weeks, I'm going to do it for chocolate cake or Noble Ramen's breadsticks. Thank you. I wouldn't be able to choose my reason to be sick.
That's fair.
And there is a study that shows.
I support your right to choose.
Thank you, Sneaky Wheat.
Sneaky Wheat.
Well, there's a new study out. I think it was out of like Stanford or Syracuse or I don't know, some state. And they had people that are smart. They said that if you suffer from depression, one of the best things to combat that is exercise.
Oh, yeah.
And
imagine
then I'm
that.
Like, wait a second. Isn't that always been the case?
Yeah. Everyone's been damn saying that forever. Who said that now? Who gives a crap?
I know. Wait. We don't really care.
That's we know that.
We knew that.
Everybody just doesn't want to do it because they're lazy. Like, that's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's like what I talked about. I think I covered it with the fact that they found out that the secret to longer life is to prevent the degradation of telomeres, which are like little hairs or something, some kind of structure.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was gonna say that actually sounds somewhat familiar. Yeah.
No, on our genes, like it's like frayed.
Oh no, I got telomeres all over my genes.
It's like if your genes start fraying, and you know, if you keep letting your genes fray, then eventually they're gonna turn into jorts, and then and then junderwear.
You can add a J to anything, and it's the best.
And
J and a B.
And there's gonna be jothing left. jothing to left. Juthing Jeff. My name is Jeff. Jeff's Juthing.
Have you gone about fixing your name yet to lowercase J?
And then your telomeres, and you have wait. What? I just don't want to lose my thought. Is this a new thought?
Go. Keep going.
And then, so your telomeres are what make it so that you live longer. It's like collagen for your soul. More or less, or your bones. I don't know where telomeres are, but it's like...
Well, no one's really sure.
You lose collagen, and that's why your face looks sadder as you get older. And then why it goes more down, progressively more down. And so you want to maintain telomeres. And as it turns out, the way of doing that is to max yourself out. So sprinting exercise, like peak intensity exercising, doing 5 to 8 sprints intermittently, once every day.
Anaerobic activity instead of aerobic.
Is that like flammable and inflammable?
I'm sure it's exactly the same.
Yeah, it's like flaming exercise.
That would be more fabulous.
We're gonna max your quads today.
They should have a gym for only gay men because I would, but like allow like women like me who think that they're just so amazing and I just want to be around them, they should just let that happen.
It's like curves. Let's create that. Like curves. Gay curves. Or like the grinder of curves where it's just, it's curves. And then they don't have a shower room. It's just the sex pit with shower heads in it.
Oh, don't make it gross. I just wanted to stay fabulous. You made it.
What do you think gay people are doing? That's why they go to straight gyms to hook up. Imagine what happens in a gay gym.
I thought it was glitter. So
hey, these gays have to power themselves somehow with satisfaction. You think that you know how to satisfy a gay man? You don't even know, honey. I'm going into the sex. If you need me, I'll be in the sex pit.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna spend the night. I'm renting a cot for the sex pit. I'm gonna sleep there. It's nice.
It's probably just pillows.
I like the ambiance
about sex.
I like the white noise and the black noise and especially the Latin noise. It's quite nice.
So sassy. Great so sassy. Dance moves.
So
they can
spicy.
Really gyrate their hips.
Makes sleep very interesting.
Like Shakira.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait. Telomeres. They increase life expectancy, and the idea being that, you know, you got to do peak sprint exercise. So the irony is that all the things that I just said was kind of a mash of actually what things are, but you pick out the words and put them back together in the thing. You have to live longer, you have to live harder. But most people who want to live longer just want to live. Yeah, we talked about this because they just want to exist. And so, like the people who would be looking for these life-extending practices, ironically, are the people who probably don't deserve them because they're the ones trolling the internet all day just like, how can I keep this going? I just want to sit here and cave in my prostate for another 200 years and just mash it like a diamond into prostate cancer.
That's actually pretty true.
I think that's what people are doing.
Something you said earlier
to their gonads
reminded my mind.
Their gonads are stop nads at this point. They're sit nads.
Just sit nads.
They're no nads.
No nads. Yep, that's it. That's it. Yeah,
there it is.
I knew who just kept talking.
The nonadic tribes of Middle and Southern America, of Canamerico, sit all day browsing the plains of the internet looking for sustenance in the form of cat photos and lies.
You better put like nature music or nature sounds behind that.
When suddenly from behind a nearby pop-up ad, there's an internet meme and it begins racing toward the unsuspecting pack of douchebags.
No.
And then the douchebags being set upon by the meme begin to sit fiercely, sitting completely unaware and ignorant, totally batshit ignorant of any impending doom. And then when the meme reaches the pack, they begin sharing it with other packs, and now they're all sitting even more, doing nothing.
It's always that way.
Stricken with memory.
They've ruined their memories.
Got that meme gator. It's like the gator. Like the meme is a gator floating up in a pond, and it just grabs them like a hippo.
It's like you can use shark meat up for gators.
No, it grabs them like a hippo, and then they stomp it to death because they're a hippo, and then they continue sitting there because they're a hippo.
Well, hippos get to do whatever the fork they want. Actually, did I think you hear that I completely redid instead of memory? I said memory, and that was just.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
hippos are like the drummers, like that. We'll get back to memory. That's a good one. But hippos are like the drummers of the Sahara, where they're really active and like they're quick. Like you see a hippo get moving, like
that's
when
true.
It's in stride,
their jaws
it's like
are strong.
And yeah, they're very athletic, but they're just still fat as fuck. It's like how do they stay
I think
fat?
That was just your band.
No, it's every band, every drummer. Don't ask the world. See, I've met
well,
more than just
more
my drummer.
Well, you see more of that kind of world than I have, so
and
I
And there
have
are
to
just
you.
More fat drummers than there are skinny drummers, and when you see them during their shows, it's like, you're so sweaty, and you've exerted so much effort. Like, you must really have a zest for life that outweighs your concentration on this activity.
On this stage.
Because, like, you must really just drink and eat and just really compensate for all the expenditure that I'm seeing here, because you're fat. and sweaty.
Oh, so fat.
Yeah. So I can't remember what you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I just did. I had just placed in a new word that I created.
Oh yeah. Well, again, we want to be like, hold on. It's like, hold on, hey, hold on, back up. Katrina thought of something. Hold on, shh.
Guys, listen. It's like, happening.
And then, like a little baby Jesus, you just hear it. And it just comes into the world, all just like, all tiny and frail, a little bit premature.
Yeah, a couple little cute squeaks.
Yeah, and it's like, just don't, just shh.
You're, it's guys, like, you're gonna miss
you're,
it.
You're like the, it's you're, that thought is like the flame in Fifth Element at the end when they have the match when Bruce Willis lights it. And everyone's like, ah, don't blow it out. That's our only hope. Ah, it's so fragile. Ah. Guys, look.
I can't tell if you're insulting me or not.
We're going to laminate this thought and put it on the refrigerator. It's a bit of both, but that's what makes
it
funny.
It's kind of...
And the more true that you think it is the funnier that it makes it. So.
I know.
So you have the power.
I don't know.
To modulate.
I do.
There's like a slider over there that's just like it's a slider and it's actuated counter to another slider where there's like a smiley face and a frowny face on the other one.
Ooh,
and
slide the power off.
And it's flipped. And then there's Katrina written on one and then everybody else written on the other.
Yeah.
And so when you turn up everybody else's happiness, your happiness goes down. And then when you turn down your happiness, so that would be a good
That's like what mom does.
Here's a new instead of telling someone you can take $1 million but like some person's gonna totally get like a baseball bat to the face and they're gonna die from it.
Yeah.
Or you could not do that. Well, this is the new one.
Oh.
You just have two sliders that compensate for each other, and either you can be happy and the world can be sad. Or you can be sad and the world can be happy.
Well,
or you can just be gray.
I'm completely at comfort with self-deprecation, so it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, good.
I completely deprecated all over myself.
Oh, man. Sorry, I deprecated in my jorts.
Oh, no.
In my junderwear. I deprecated my junderwear.
Junderwear.
Yes. Fruit of the Joom. No, it's just there's not that. I'm sorry. I take it back.
Oh,
I'd like a refund on this joke. There's a J already at the beginning of it.
Oh, at least 5 hours ago, you said something about frowning, and I thought there was something really cute. So, when I was on the bus, headed to the field trip with Roscoe, he was doing something, and we made a joke, and he wanted to try to frown, and it was so funny, because I'd never thought about it, because we know. He couldn't make his face frown. And he literally, he was going like this, and he was trying to fix his face. And then he goes, how do I make my mouth go down? And I literally was like, trying to help him. He couldn't frown.
That was the most saccharine thing in the whole world. That's magical and adorable. And it's like the darndest things. You know, we need to dust off like Bill Cosby and then, like defragment his past. Real quick.
Oh, God.
Take out the parts that we don't like and then do like, have him like.
Yeah, we're going to write a textbook on it our way.
Because that's adorable and that's a Kodiak moment. And
Kodiak.
I say Kodiak and then it's like a bear that's adorable because that's a non-proprietary usage of language. So now I don't have to pay any film companies. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Mm-mm.
Who knows what color their skin is? It could be a different.
Oh,
it could be
I
a
bet
different
their skin
color.
Is blue.
But that would be great.
That'd be
blueberries,
so great.
Blueberries. Got the blueberries.
That's what the babies
hairless
are.
Blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries, and then blueberries. Oh God, that's so cute. Because you know they say that like polar bear skin is actually black, but their hair is clear and it reflects the snow, so that's why they look white.
That's super weird.
Doesn't that just rock your foundation?
It sure does. Now I forgot my thought, though.
It sure
that hurts
do.
My brain.
Oh, you were saying something about Roscoe, like how pure and rewriting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank Christ for once you've remembered the thing. That makes me think about all... That makes me think, because this is good. Well, no, it's not good. It's gonna depress the shit out of you all. This is one of those things where my brain does the opposite, because that reminds me. It's like, oh, that's adorable.
Maybe it should have gone forever.
He doesn't know how to smile. And then, but then all the kids who are really good at smiling, it's like a learned trait. If you think about it, it's like becoming like getting good at archery or like driving, like motorsports or needle crafts or cooking. or anything, but being really good at frowning and being sad.
I know.
There are probably some kids who have really learned how to like channel them, but fortunately, those will be our future artists and creators, yep, because they're channeling comedians, all their sad, like literally being an artist from a broken past is you got good at being sad. You got good at frowning.
Yeah, just like baskets.
So Roscoe's going to be terrible at everything.
Oh, I don't.
Because he's too happy. You're ruining that child. You're spoiling him.
I know. It's so cute. Happiness. I've never, literally, in all my years, I'm very old.
Just so the fact old.
That, like, you have to learn how to frown. And I was like, that's so, like, so meta.
Yeah. And you do get, like, smile lines and stuff. I think that's why I look younger than I am, because I haven't used my face much.
Yeah, you're using Kim Kardashian's, where, like, just don't, like, smile as much.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just keep that duck face permanently, like that, like the 5% duck face. Just keep your face kind of just, like, yeah. And then when people, you know, emote toward you, give nothing back. And that's how you'll preserve yourself.
Can I just tell you that, there are people in my life that we send screenshots to each other of making fun of other people. And it's funny because there are actually memes about it now, because that's what best friends do. You, like, all your really close friends, you, like, send memes of each other.
Or all the memorabilia?
Yeah, Anyway, there are some good ones out there. There are really some people who are just so... Please, dear God, you can't be real, but yet you are, and here you are posting on social media.
It's a big world out there. There's a lot of crazy.
Wow. But, I mean, and how? Because some of it, the things that people say...
Or like those women, like the ultra muffin tops. The women who, like...
With the short haircuts? I don't know why that's relevant, but... Or
it's a multi-muffin. It's an extra muffin on the top. Muffin top top. Muffin muffin top top. is when you see those women who, like, you can tell that their standard of health is what pant size they wear, and so they just patently refuse to buy larger pants, and then you get that ultra muffin top where it's like cartoonishly,
but, like, not know,
like 2 inches of their ass crack is even sticking out because they're so, like, they're so compressed into these pants. It's ridiculous.
The compression. I always like circle back, like, how did this start? And then did you turn and go, yes?
Yeah, it's like...
That's what I don't get.
It's like foot binding, but for your ass. It's like ass binding.
Ass binding.
That's what America... Like, it's like the ass binding, but opposite of sag. It's like black people sagged their pants and went hella loose, dog.
Hella
loose,
dog.
And then white people went totes tight, sir.
Well, but honestly, they said that the whole pant sagging thing started as a signal in jail that you want to have ass sex. So why do they still keep wearing their pants low?
I don't know about that. That's not, what shade of eggshell was the person who told you that?
And a shade of gray.
How many years in advance of 70 were they? Because that's the oldest, whitest thing I've ever heard in my life.
The Negroes, they drop their drawers so that they may be raped.
In jail!
So that they may signal to the others, to their brothers, in the prison yard, that they are ready for sexual encounters.
Stop! That's what I heard, and I didn't even think about it, so stop.
That's horrible.
I know, but maybe Jesus. It's true, though, because it's
I
like...
I don't think it is.
Why else would you start sagging? There was someone that literally had... I was walking out of... What did I do? I took one of the kids. Oh, the Walmart was close by. I don't like him going into the Walmart. But we went in and they wanted a dollar. They had $1 to spend and they spent it. So as we're leaving, I see someone leaving who... It's not my fault. They happen to be black. And they were wearing a really, really long shirt and they were pretty tall. And literally, they had a pair of jeans with a belt... mid thigh, and they had to walk out to keep them on. I'm not kidding. It is like, it's like the opposite of a waddle, because you have to push out on the pants for each step. You almost have to do like a half circle, half circle, half circle, half circle.
That puts the what in waddle. Waddle?
Waddle? But they waddle. Sound like Scooby-Doo.
And then you see like some, like there's like a scary ghost behind them, like a cartoon ghost.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you hear like yeah, the crazy running sound effect as they try to run, and then they just like fall yeah, straight on the fist. Yeah. Like, and you hear the bonk.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be funny. It would be fun to dress up like as the Grim Reaper or something and just run up on those guys. But you'd have to wear like a bulletproof vest. But
yeah, and like a knife proof turtleneck.
Oh my god.
You don't want to get slashed.
No.
Gonna slash your mother. I mean, that's really for anybody. That's not just people that you very directly referenced. It could be anybody.
Yeah, I think I actually knew, I heard about why, and maybe it is the prison thing, and I'm mistaken, but I heard why there was some sort of counterculture with the sagging and why they wear their pants that way, but, because it was back, back when, like, if you imagine, like, think about the opposite of that is, like, a 50s guy wearing the shit out of some pants, like, wearing them up. Wearing them up, like, above his belly button, just like,
Yeah, and he's like, do you want to see my ass crack? Of it.
Look how much waste there is in this pants. That's as much what I as mean. There is like, going into our rivers and streams and schools.
It's, like, as opposite as, an overweight person with, say, a muffin top, like you referenced, as their ass sticks out. Imagine the opposite of that. The pants pulled so high that you can see so much under ass crack. Yeah,
like
that. Yeah, with
suspenders.
Or
like camel ass.
Yeah, camel ass. That's
wicked camel ass. But yeah, no. Obviously, there's a lot of wasted time here in this conversation about sag and muffin tops and mom jeans are the mom fit. If there's the dad bob, the dad bob, dad bob mom.
Okay, Bob Marley, I can talk today. Okay.
If there's a dad bod, then there are mom jeans, and there's a mom ass.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There was someone yesterday that I saw. They had like a not nice looking jeans. But their hips went out, but not where their hips were, like up more in the middle. And then their butt went tiny. And then they just kind of shimmied. And I was just like, ooh, that's so unattractive. Like, where did the cheeks go? The cheeks went up in the most gross way. I couldn't.
That is one of God's children.
Okay.
Or maybe that kid wedged in something when they were little or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. It did look like they got wedged in like a can. Yeah, a pipe or like a can or so, yeah, something just like funk. And I was like, ugh,
They just didn't get him out in time, so it was just permanently like.
So she wasn't. It was just sad. It was just so sad.
No, there are.
You have a sad shape.
See, I'm actually more in keeping with like my thought process. Everyone's is in certain ways, but like the idea of thinking of all the bad things when you see something good. I mean, that's nature. For every hot person, there's 9 tragedies.
Oh my gosh, ma'am. I don't want to be rude, but you are just a tragedy.
You are just a train wreck and a tragedy.
Your shape
and a tornado.
Is very unfortunate, and so also is your face.
Yeah.
Whoops. I didn't mean to say all that.
Like, I imagine, I haven't gone over this metaphor, but I've always kind of imagined people to be like, if you imagine a metal or whatever, wooden mold, a jello mold, of a human. That works better. A jello mold.
Oh my gosh.
Of a human.
Two it halves. Looks like amoeba.
And then you've got a jello's worth of jello or some unformed jello.
Yeah. Like it wasn't quite set yet, but
like
you moved
maybe
it.
Enough.
Yeah.
Maybe enough to fill the mold, maybe not, maybe too much. But then you take this sort of human shaped jello blob and you kind of fling it at one half of the mold. And simultaneously as you attempt to catch the jello. The human-shaped jello blob in the mold. You also, with the other half, try to clamp it and catch it like a fly or something. So you try
that
to catch it all.
That does make sense. Yeah.
And each hand we'll say is the parent. Each half of the mold is the parent or something stupid like that.
Okay.
And then the resultant mixture of material and timing and the shape of the mold. And the air temperature.
Absolutely.
And whether or not like someone was taking a dump nearby and some of that got in there and just all sorts of factors. Like you could really go through myriad like rooms where you're making jello where you shouldn't be, you know, scenarios.
It happens more often than you would think. Yeah.
Like someone's like injecting crack into your eyeballs and you're trying to make jello this way. And so it doesn't go well all the time.
It doesn't.
And then that's why we have people who are shaped these ways.
It
There's
makes me
jello.
Think of people when they say when people are sculpting and they throw clay. You know, they throw clay at things and then they shape it and they slap it on and then they shape it. It's like they threw it on, but then like left to like go get dinner.
And yeah, then forgot like, about it, and it came back, and it was already, like, mostly dry, so they had to work and try to fix it. And
person.
They ran out of time, and then they're like, ah, there's already 8,000 billion of you, whatever. Like, I'm just going to start on the next one, Clay Aiken.
Oh. The funny thing is, he's skinny. He doesn't even have any fat. Okay, I have a really funny story.
It has nothing to do with that.
I have something so funny.
It could
so
be a
funny.
Fat mold, like Rosie O'Donnell. She missed the mold. Ugh. Big time.
She's outside of it in the worst way. All right. So, okay. So, USA Today, I think I've told you, they have these little state-by-state little blurbs.
Some Can of them America just, Today.
yeah. Some of them are just like, ooh, I didn't want to know that. Because I thought they were going to be cute, but some of them are just terrible.
That blurb puts the blurb in blurb.
But this one, as I read it, it was at the top, and I had to look back down at the bottom of the page where it started.
Started from the top, now we're here.
The bottom.
Start with the top, and I was sleeping in the bottom.
Bottoms. So, this happened in Indianapolis, Indiana. Ha! All right. The Indianapolis Star reported that 61-year-old old man who allegedly kicked a miniature pig on a leash outside a Starbucks was subsequently arrested on an unrelated criminal trespassing charge. Huh?
Yeah, he's just out there rabble-rousing.
Yeah, he is. He's just out there getting at it. Whatever
cutting
it is.
Loose. How old did they say he was?
61.
Oh, he's hit it a little early. Maybe he probably got diagnosed with cancer or something, and he's like, fuck it.
He kicked a miniature pig outside of Starbucks and was arrested for something else.
Yeah.
Amazing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Imagine all the things that no one saw or arrested him for that day.
Oh, wow. That was probably number 9 or 10. Yeah, not even his life. That day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I always think about the sad parts. So imagine how many miniature pigs that man kicked before his spree was brought to an end.
Oh, no, Jason, don't.
How many miniature pigs do you have to kick to equal kicking one regular-sized pig?
That people actually see. Mm-hmm.
Is there any kind of math to that? Like, does that, like, feed into how... into the trough of how you are punished?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you... 5 miniature pigs is one...
Well, they say full-size pigs pig. Are as...
Maybe
actually,
he was just... They say pig flesh is the closest to human. So, he wanted to kick a person, but he just didn't want to, you know, suffer those consequences. So, he kicked a miniature pig instead. Mm-hmm.
Miniature. He sounds so helpless in the story.
Sounds like that. Yeah, that's the saddest thing
it
I've
is.
Ever heard of kicking.
Like, if it was like a giant pig, we'd be like, he can take it. But like, because it's miniature, it's like, oh. But they yeah. actually, pigs are smarter than cats and dogs. They can like learn like shapes
and more delicious.
Also, but the miniature ones, gosh, are those cute. There was a video the other day of a guy who bought, Tracy quit, who bought a miniature pig. And it didn't stay miniature. It got actually gigantic, but he still lets it live in the house. And he, like, has a bed. And he eats, like, favorite snacks and stuff. It was so cute. I was like, pigs are so cute! Maybe I'll have to add that to our Pharaoh farm.
Where does it crap? Does it crap in a place, or does he just pick up after it?
I always think that, too. Because there was another story that I follow, Life of Piglet. And it was... what's the dog? A pit bull that was rescued. And they also fostered 2 ducks. And she took over mothering these 2 foster ducks. And it was just so cute. They like wander into the house. They have a dog door and the ducks wander in to go find Piglet, their foster mother dog pit bull. And I'm like, well, where are they going to poop? Like, I want to know that. I want to know if it's realistic to let my ducks wander in my house. Because how do you take care of that? Do they need little duck diapers? Because I've seen where people put little tiny diapers on their little tiny indoor turtles and tie a balloon to it so they don't lose them.
Huh.
That's adorable.
And then tie the turtle to a dog.
No, not that again.
No, that again.
And that so you got again.
Dog tied to a turtle, tied to a balloon, and they're all wearing diapers, including the balloon.
That's just cute.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Hey.
Yeah. Well, so it's up high. You don't want that thing, you know, taking a shit on you. You think bird crap is bad? Balloon crap.
Is your guys' weather as nice as ours?
Like, no. Because like if the balloon sprung. Like, no, think. If the string was tying the balloon closed, if the string came loose, the balloon would just.
Yeah, maybe when the helium's let out, it's actually like air poop.
It'll make like a fart noise, and it'll just fart right on the turtle. The turtle.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay, and you were saying about something else?
Oh, moving right along. I was just asking if you guys had as nice a weather as we're having, because it really is quite chill. Oh.
It's fabulous.
It is
there must be something terrible coming.
I know, because it's the best spring ever.
well, right now, like it has been kind of over here. It was like 40 degrees and sleeting and snowing funny. The other day.
You guys got weird for a minute.
Freaking Indiana.
But we did too. We got snow on Easter, so that was dumb. Yep. Literally covered our eggs. our eggs are outside freezing.
That's that, yeah. Preserving.
Yeah.
Preserved eggs.
Mm-hmm. That's how Jesus intended it. Don't worry.
They'll still be there tomorrow because they'll have been preserved.
Well, some of the jelly beans did kind of stick together. In the weirdest way. Oh, that's me alarm.
You got jelly blobs, then.
Jelly blobs.
To bring it all back around, then you sling those jelly blobs, those melted jelly blobs, jello blobs, into people-shaped molds, into snowman-shaped molds.
And some people are shaped like eggs.
And then send them into snowman's land.
Snowman's land.
To see how they weather.
They don't weather well, I tell you. That's just my prediction.
They're not very weather-wised. Weatherized, winter-wise, old winter weatherized man plan can. Yep, he's the man with the plan.
Roscoe got candy yesterday. It was really good. I tried to explain to him the concept of, okay, you can buy the regular kind of trolley gummy worms, but if you buy the mini, you get the same amount, but it feels like more because they're tinier. I had to try to explain that concept to a five-year-old. And
I think you got it. Are your friend. I see people eating, like, Reese's Cups and stuff, just, like, just jamming them, slam-dunking them into their mouth.
Wow.
And I'm like, you can get, like, 3-4 bites out of that thing, man, and it's, like,
you really can.
Your mouth doesn't know that you have a quarter or, it doesn't know the difference.
I know.
It's the same texture. It's the same flavor. So you can literally, like, split a Reese's Cup into 4 bites, and you get, like, more enjoyment. Or you can just be an asshole and just jam it in your mouth and swallow it, and you're like, oh, I want more.
Like the, oh my gosh, like the video of people, like, where they open a Kit Kat, and instead of breaking it off, they just take a giant bite out of it, and people are like, you monster, you know.
How dare you? That's the Holocaust of candy bars.
Oh my, Jathan.
Holla candy.
For Halloween is what you mean. I know. I get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, you just completely changed the meaning of Halloween. That's terrible. You did that.
Nope, it's not spelled that way. You did that.
Well, it's spelled however people think it's spelled because you brought these concepts into their minds.
You started the Holocaust talk.
We're not making brownies. We're making Jewies. Oh, Jesus. Baby Jesus.
Gone and done it now. Nope, don't even know.
Nope.
I don't know how to fast walk backwards enough out of that one.
No, yeah, they're going to moonwalk out of it quickly.
With speed.
Quickly, stylishly.
Quickly, grab the children. Go.
Yeah, get the children. Look cool.
They can't be here.
Look cool while doing so. That would be awesome if during a panic situation, like, all right, quickly, and don't look like a fag. Okay, quickly. Be cool. All right, go. And don't be an idiot.
Someone's filming. Okay, someone's filming.
You look stupid. Okay, try to look cool. Okay, quickly.
Chins up. Jazz hands.
Careful.
Energy.
That's dumb. The way you're doing that's dumb. Quickly. All right, this is dumb.
Okay.
Also, speaking of dumb and quickly.
That's amazing. Stop it.
All right, but yeah. Quickly.
Out of this one.
Stop talking quickly. All right, this is... Quick. All right, no. Quickly.
Oh, countdown, quickly.
2, 5, 8, 7, 3, 2, 1. Yes!